presented itself is this ongoing, you know, being and doing, being and doing. And I say, and like, I'm being choiceful and saying, and because I've been really ongoingly in the conversation and experience with myself of the intermingling of this and that sort of polarity of like being on one side and like fully doing on the other side. And like, how does this integrate for me? How do I play in between there? And how does the being inform the doing and the doing inform the being? So, you know, for today, I tend to have a high degree of control and wanting to do things right, you know, and also putting pressure on myself. And another piece I've really been working with over this last year is making things significant, like a big deal. Like I need to, you know, what have other people spoken about? And I need to have an impact, need to, you know, do something life-changing, has like this idea of significance, and how that is maybe sort of like a side of toxicity, which I realize is a judgment, but the heaviness or the where I get shut down around doing. And then on the other side, kind of the being side, how maybe the shadow there for myself is how it becomes passive, or how I escape by going into being like ongoingly or deeply. And there's nothing wrong with any of that, of course, but I've just been curious in that, then how that's shown up this week for me and in my practice. And so I'm pulling out a couple ideas or examples, things that pop for me as I've been contemplating this. One, of course, the Olympics began last night, opening ceremony, which I had a whole kerfluffle around trying to watch, turned out not being able to watch, which is its own chaos, me running around last night trying to figure out how to stream it. Never figured it out, but read some about it this morning. And that made me think of like athletes and athletics, and how for me that's been such a high expression of doing, you know, and how as like a culture and me personally, how we like raise this up. And it's fascinating. Like it's amazing what people can physically do and what we can within our own context physically do and have our bodies do. I'm blessed to have a lot of athletes in my life and professional athletes around me and in my family as clients, me, myself, not professional, but I enjoy different athletic pursuits as well. I have a new client this week and in my coaching practice. And he is a very difficult childhood experience that kind of steered him towards martial arts practice and meditation as part of that practice. So he learned meditation as part of fighting and how to really navigate his body and his awareness and also override pain. And then he sort of adapted that into Ironman sports and ultra running and all these ultra sports. So we were having this conversation on meditation. And for him, it's really like a tool for endurance, you know, like power over the body and that kind of mind over matter piece, which I find fascinating what we're capable of. And I have my own lifelong experiences with that. And I realized that I'm so called to not that in my practice and in life now. And this has been a real exercise over these last years. Exercise, it's an athletic joke. Over these last couple of years to really sort of shed the intensity around the practice, or using it, or parts of my life as a almost in self-harm. And so there's something in there of like doing and doing in practice, and to that extent for me that I'm really trying to continue awareness of, and how I can get in my own way, my life or my practice, when I start to get into that zone of overriding or cutting off. Like, I really want to be in the beingness, the isness of feeling what's in my system in this present moment, and how that can inform my body wisdom and vice versa. So that's one piece that sort of popped for me this week. Another one is my own practice. I was fortunate to meet with Sarah this week, and she asked, you know, how are you experiencing your practice? And I realized that I kind of said, it's sort of like, it's fine. Like, it's in this sort of neutral, a little blah space, which feels really good and new, like this idea of good enough and sort of sufficiency and just really like being with, which in the past would have freaked me out. And also I noticed this like desire for something to anchor me, or for something. And of course I got a koan, so thank you, Sarah. because now like stir, right? Which a huge part of me is like, yes, you know, cause I want that significance, the intensity. Like, I just see that part of myself wanting to have a visual experience or an opening or a, you know, so again, to like feel that permeating into my practice, but also in this moment, recognizing like I can feel and see that in a way I haven't before, and be with that, with curiosity. I would say more curiosity and less fear or judgment. They're like, oh, I'm getting into significance, pressure, doing goal land. So that's been really interesting to watch in terms of in my practice, and just what a different space I'm in than I was even a few months ago, in being with the doing, desire of doing. And again, not that there's anything wrong with doing, but just the play of this. And that, I guess, ties me to maybe my last piece, which is from Monday. Today is a good day. Sarah brought in, I believe, from Blue Cliff Record, if I wrote that down correctly. So today is a good day. And I just love the word good. I think good is what I want to just wrap myself in and remind myself of, that the phrase isn't, it's a good enough day. For a long time I've used good enough, and that's been such a tool for me, because I was this like high pressure, high achieving, high control, all this stuff, to be like, can it be good enough? Was such an access point over the last like 10 years for me. And I'm realizing in this moment that I'm ready to like let that go. Because now it's almost like pressing me into non-action a bit. So this idea of just good, like, has a sort of isness and gravity and warmth to it. And it also doesn't say, you know, today is the perfect day, right? Or that significance of like doing like in it, you know, like today is a good day. And that feels just really juicy and inspiring and inclusive of all experience. And as I'm speaking to it right now, I realize even how that's in my heart even more than I thought. And so going forward, I'll blow this up a little bit macro. My ongoing curiosity as well is how I get so tied in to the being, that sort of passiveness that can happen. I'm really trying to, this idea of compassion and being with, and how I also, I guess my question, ongoing question for myself is, how does that inform the doing, particularly in terms of like, I can be so in acceptance of things around me and my internal state and being with and people I'm in relationship with and what's happening in the world, you know, of like, can I just sit with this and work on my own internal parts around a reaction to it, or, you know, and be in that, and how it's getting into the like good enough territory for me in a not as useful way at this point, because I also feel like I want to use my voice, you know, and I have preferences. I have things that are important to me, and how do I in relationship say, you know, there's some accountability here too. You know, or in the world in terms of like movements, you know, where's that, like, I have that desire to be more and do more, but in a really informed way, internally informed, I mean. So that's sort of my ongoing endeavor and for going forward. It's like, how is that just as much part of practice and trust in myself that I don't need to make it like super significant and the most impactful thing, that I have it in me to stay connected here and here while also stepping into a little more doing with my voice and in action in the world in the ways that matter to me. Right, thank you.